Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
There's a guy hit the deep right field. That ball is going. Blowing it in. Gone. He drives the authority. Now I don't believe it.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Yo, what up, Yankee fans? Welcome to the Bullpen Betty Show. Stick around and we'll give you our take on the past week in Yankee baseball. We'll cover this week's games against the White Sox and Tigers before Betty goes on a rant about one of her pet peeves. And I think you all know what that is. Then we'll finish it off with a song from the greatest band to ever come out of New York. So keep it here. But she's Betty, I'm Gigo, and this is Episode 5 of the Bullpen Betty Show.
Hey everybody, it's Bullpen Betty and I'm here with Gigo, and it's our fifth episode of the Bullpen Betty Show.
Hey Betty, how you doing?
I'm good, Gigo. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's that? Great smell.
I smell French fries. You still haven't gotten us into the stadium.
Right.
But we're close.
We're getting there. I'm working on it.
We're at the new meeting place.
Right, McDonald's. Across from the stadium. New meeting place because the old meeting place at the old stadium was...
The Bat.
Right, the Bat, which was like this smokestack thing that looked like a 50-foot tall replica of a Babe Ruth bat. That's where everybody used to meet.
Right, but I think it was put there by aliens.
So now what everybody does, they meet at McDonald's across the street. As long as we don't eat. My girlfriend says I'm not allowed to eat it.
I know. I can't imagine. I can't believe that she lets you meet at McDonald's, actually. The vegan macrobiotic.
Outside.
We're all made of meat, right? I mean, you know.
But all the burgers at McDonald's made of meat.
Yeah, no. Well, that's the problem.
And if you're not meeting somebody here, you're selling your ticket here. But this is where all the scalpers hang out, too.
They got a great location. Right off the trains, all the trains.
Exactly.
And, you know, as some of you guys might have seen, the resale value of Yankees tickets this weekend went up.
Get your tickets!
Because of A-Rod's return.
He's a hot item, right? He's a hot ticket.
Good for business, huh?
Good for business. But the Yankees are probably out here selling their own tickets.
I think I saw Cashman.
Yeah.
By the dumpster.
Speaking of A-Rod, though, yeah, it's a big week for him, too, right? His first week back from, back from suspension. Back right. From his injury.
His, quote, injury.
Instead of his suspension.
Right, it's bizarre. Well, thank God for this big Hollywood baseball drama.
And he is. He is a show, isn't he?
It is a show. It's a one-man band.
But, yeah, so first week back, starting Monday, his first game back. The day he got suspended, he was in the lineup against the Chicago White Sox.
Who were doing terribly. They hadn't won a game since 1984.
Then the Yankees came to town. Woo-hoo! And they promptly whooped us, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's start. First game, A-Rod's first game back. How is he going to be treated? What are they going to do to him? I heard that the fans were going to, because the game is in Chicago, first, you're not expecting him to get cheered anyway.
Right.
But from what I heard, that there was a whole movement on social media to, when he got up, people were going to stand up and turn their backs on him. Like, that's, what's that? Please. I remember when he first signed a deal with Texas, in Seattle, they used to throw money at him. He used to throw coins at him. Turn your back at him, it's nothing.
Right, right. He's used to getting pelted by metal objects.
And those are my fans who like it. But he got booed, cheered, whatever.
The cheers and jeers.
Right, he gets jeered everywhere. So he came up, face hit, first time up, which is good. Took a lot of pressure off of him, I would guess.
And he was sweating like a hoe in church.
Like David Dinkins.
Like Robert Hayes in Airplane.
Like Patrick Ewing. Yeah, he was definitely dripping out there.
And it was 43 degrees in Chicago.
But, he got the base hit, and that was it. I think he struck out a few times. But at least he got it out of the way. He got the hit out of the way.
Well, he certainly didn't win any games for the Yankees in Chicago. We could say that with authority.
Right. The first game, the big news of the first game was A-Rod back, and we lost. Second game, no big news, but we lost.
Right.
Third game, A-Rod not the big news anymore, the big news is Mo blew a save. Mm-hmm. Right? Only his, and we lost.
Right. Right.
Only his third blown save of the year.
Yep.
Not the greatest break to start the week.
What, the White Sox hadn't won a game since, like, you know, 1974. They play us and they kill us.
Yucky, so we'll cure what ails you. We build your attendance and your batting average.
We're the new Mets. It's the Yankees.
You know what? As bad as the Yankees are, this is the worst Yankee team I've seen in a long time. We're still not the Mets.
And then they come back home. We're playing killers.
Right.
Who had won 57 games in a row or something.
I came in with a 12-game winning streak.
Right.
For three games, Friday, Saturday, and yesterday. You were there yesterday, but we'll get to that in a minute. Friday at 4th, Adrian's first time back at the stadium.
Yep.
And all they talked about all day, all Thursday, and all day Friday, how are they going to treat him? You know, and some papers were saying, like, I guess, what was it, the...
Post?
The Post, Buddha Bum, or something like that. Or,
yeah.
Actually, it was probably about, I mean, they say 50-50, but I think it was a little more. I mean, they had more cheers than booze, I thought.
You know? Cheers and cheers.
Right? They say 55-45 cheering, which was pretty cool. I'm sure it was more than expected.
Okay, but then he was not good.
Right, and then he struck out and they booed. How it is here in New York, right? You know, you can be anybody. I mean, you know, Steve Howe suspended 7 times for cocaine. Who cares? If he pitched good, he gets cheered, right? You know? Killed your girlfriend last night. You hit a home run today, you're okay, right?
What does that say about New York? That's the you're not painting a decent light on this town.
It's all about winning.
Wow.
You know, well, it, I mean, what's, you know, it comes, it filters, it trickles down from
the
whole
top.
Time thing. Right. It's all about winning.
Doesn't everything. Your trickle-down theory of baseball, huh?
So, right, he got cheered his first time up, and then, what, he struck out 3 times? He got booed more and more progressively as the game went on.
Right.
And
but they did not lose the game.
Almost, right? They had a lead, and Mariano...
Yeah, almost.
Right, well, yeah. To go back, when they got swept in Chicago, Mariano blew the lead.
Yep.
He blew a save the final game in... he blew his save on Wednesday, final game of the series, which is
in
a big
Chicago.
Thing. It's only his third... Right. It's only his third blown save of the year. And then they get the day off Thursday. Friday, they get... Detroit comes in, you know, killer team. Yankees take the lead going into the ninth. And Mariano blew the lead again.
Yep.
You know, and but I gotta blame Lyle Overbay for that one.
Why? What? Remind me.
That's when Cabrera's up, of course. You know, I think one man on, two men on, whatever it was, and he's the only one at the plate, and he hits a foul ball, top foul.
Oh right.
And Overbay missed it by like an inch.
Okay.
And as soon as he missed it, I'm like, oh,
get your tickets.
Yeah, that was your.
That was it. That's
I know. You know Teixeira would have had that, like in the bag. I know. I know.
Like, you don't give Babe Ruth an extra at bat, you know?
Right. Right. The guy who hits, is batting 500 in home runs.
Exactly.
Catches foul ball.
And sure enough, 2 pitches later, he tied the game.
Yep.
But to, you know, team credit, they came back. And Brett Gardner.
Who did it? Was that on Friday?
Friday, yeah. Gardner had to base it to score, who he scored. But, Gardner drove in the winning run. A nice little walk-off.
Right.
So that was good. I mean, Ava's first game back. He didn't do great. What did he do? We did 0-for-4, I think 3 strikeouts. The Bleacher Creatures gave a nice little roll-fall thing. They included him. And then he got, you know, with 3 strikeouts, he got booed more and more. And actually took him out for defense at the end of the game.
Okay. And then... Girardi sat him on Saturday.
I think the whole team should have sat, right?
There's nobody on the field today.
Right, they lost 9-3.
Right. Is it even worth talking about that game?
Was that another 2 picks? Was that CeCe? No, that was Phil Hughes. Yeah.
There's no excuse for Phil Hughes.
I mean, but I was looking at his stats today, actually. He's actually not, he's decent on
no,
the road.
I don't hate Phil Hughes. Yeah, I know what you're going to say. He can't pitch at home.
No, because he just gives up too many fly balls, and that kills you here.
Yep.
And then? Yesterday's game. You're so excited.
I'm dying.
You're just ready to jump about.
Oh my God, I had the, it was the, ugh. I have to just start out with the punchline that I'm pretty sure I fainted. I blacked out. That's never happened to me before. I was fortunate enough to get a free ticket from a friend of mine who couldn't go. I was sitting in one of the 200 section, right in left field, row 2.
Nice.
It wasn't really hot yesterday, but we were in the sun and it felt like it was like 90 degrees, and that game was crazy. And Brett freaking Gardner with his hillbilly ass song.
Well, listen, well, the hot went out. First, it's a crazy game all the way along, right? Right? Pettit's pitching.
Right.
Bases loaded, first inning already. It's like, oh, jeez. Here we go again.
Yep, and we've got Verlander on the mound.
Oh, geez. You can't give up the lead. You can't give him.
No, not
you can't give him three runs, four runs. You're done. So, but Pettit was good. He only gave up one. And then Avog came up his first time.
And that was the moment that I got into the stadium.
And, oh, that's when you walked in.
Yes, because I didn't get there in time because I had to run around town to get this ticket. So I get into the stadium, and as I step in, he's hitting a home run. So clearly it was me, not really A-Rod, that caused that to happen. That was a good way to walk into the stadium, no doubt.
So he was obviously being cheered at that point.
Yes, or I thought maybe I was being cheered a little bit.
Interesting, the last three regular season games, Verlander's pitched against the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
A-Rod is home in all three.
Hmm. And wait, what else did you say? When is the last time the Yankee third
right,
baseman?
Right, that was the first. Jeez, this is why I'm, you know, as much as A-Rod juices and all that, and he should be suspended and all this, why I'm glad to see him on the field.
Yes.
That was the first home run by a Yankee third baseman since David Adams hit one on May 10th.
Is David Adams even in our brain that he even played for the Yankees? Like, who the hell? Oh, my God, yeah. So I have to say that thank God A-Rod is there, because the stadium was, like, dead silent until he comes up to the plate, and then everybody gets into it. And then people cheer for Cano, but otherwise nobody's really cheering for anybody, because who the hell is anybody? Except, of course, I'm screaming my brains out for Granderson, who, you know, didn't perform very well. But anyway.
Yeah, A-Rod's like a show.
Yeah,
like,
it's a show. You need
it.
You need people like that on the Yankees. You have to have people like that on the Yankees. I guess I'm resigned to the fact. I don't know. But Gardner made...
Before we got there?
God, I want to talk about Gardner!
Before we got there, Soriano had a big spot, too.
Yes, Soriano hit a home run.
He hit a home run for his 2000th
hit. You're right. And he's great in the field. I'm really digging him.
He's been struggling a little while trying to get that hit. I think he was like 0 for 7, 0 for 10, something like
yeah.
that. Coming into that. And it's nice. Home run for your 2000th yeah. hit. His first major league hit was also home run. That's a nice little bookend.
Yeah, I'm liking Soriano for sure.
And then 8th inning, they bring Dave Robertson in. And the first thing he does is give up a home run.
Home run. Well, so you...
The backup catcher.
Right, right. Well, you know, the Tigers are an awesome offensive team, and they hadn't done anything yet. I was like, and they explode in the 8th and 9th inning. They always, I mean, they have been this year, and oh, Lord, I knew.
They're a great team all around. They're pitching. Max yeah. Scherzer, 17-1.
Oh, wow.
And he's not even Verlander, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, Verlander, for some reason, doesn't really threaten the Yankees as much as, you know, other teams, I guess.
Right.
Can I talk about Gardner yet?
So now they're making a threat. They got man on first, right? Two-run game.
I think we call it person on first. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Austin Jackson on first. Right? Ex-Yankee, who we gave up for what?
Curtis Granderson!
Then, well, you take it from here. What happened then?
Well, what I want to talk about is, yes, Gardner's catch. Is that
Tony Hunter sends a shot. I mean, it's a shot.
It was gone.
Right. Tony went into his trot. He wasn't even running. He went into his trot.
Like,
he thought it was gone.
I just won this game for the team. And... Gardner, I don't know what he did. He used, like, Jedi mind tricks, and he caught that ball with his neck, like, bashed into the wall, and he dropped, and he was like, if you were there on the field, I think you would have been, like, heard him talking to Soriano, like, take the ball, and he just, like, tossed it out, like, a little, like, blooper
right.
out onto
he
the grass,
and then just
like,
the
leave
ball
me to die, just take the ball and get it in so that he can't tag up. Well, Austin Jackson didn't know that he caught it, right?
Well, he thought he dropped it.
Right, it looked like he caught it and it dribbled out of his mitt, but no, it was him saying, take the ball! And he just ran to second and was standing there, and Soriano throws it to Cano, and Cano's just like, tag, you're out! And it was great, and I was crazy. I was going insane. I started to really unravel at that point.
You gotta remember, the reason it was such a huge play was because Brera was on deck.
Next.
Right. It's like, if he hadn't caught the ball, even if Austin Jackson had the score or whatever, there'd be two men on and Cabrera at,
right,
at that.
And then you die.
There's only a 2-1 lead at this point.
Right.
So, they get out of the inning. Amazingly enough. I assume the pace was going well. The pace was going nuts.
Yep. It was the best.
Yankees don't do anything up in the night. So they bring in Mo. Ta-da.
Right. Everybody gets up. The whole, even the Detroit Tiger fan, you know, Enter Sandman, everybody cheers for Mo. And who comes up?
Miguel Cabrera.
And I said to myself, self, Cabrera has not hit a home run today. He's hitting one right now. What did he do? He hit it. And I said, okay, well, that's Cabrera.
He's one of only, I think it's only four guys who have had multiple home runs off of Mariano. And he's the only guy to hit home runs off Mariano in back-to-back
games. Wow.
But he's a monster. And he needs to be in pinch
runs. Yeah, I said it a few. I said I wanted him and Bautista. I wouldn't mind.
I would chip in for him.
I would too. I would. Let's do a Kickstarter campaign for Cabrera. Then who comes up? I don't even know. Who's this dude?
Well, get the fielder makes it out.
Right, fielder didn't hit that well.
No, he didn't do
no. He's scary when he comes up, but he didn't murder us.
But then Victor Martinez.
And I saw he was a left-handed hitter, and I said, again, self, this isn't good. And I was right. It was not good. Because what did he do?
Cream one into the second deck.
It was like the outfield, like Ichiro, didn't even turn around. He was just like, all right.
So that means Mariano's last three appearances, yep, three blown saves. First time in his career he's ever blown three saves in a row. I think it's only the third time since the 80s that the Yankees have had anybody blow three saves.
Wow.
In a row. I think, what's his face? Kyle Farnsworth did it in 2005 or 2006 or something like that, whenever he was with us. He was horrible. And Dave Righetti did it before him.
Righetti.
You know, back in the day. But like neither one of those guys hit Mariano. So, how quiet did the stadium get at that point?
You know, I don't know. I started to get into, I started to break down mentally. I did. I went dead silent. I was no longer clapping and cheering. Everything that I had gained from Gardner's play in the outfield, it was sucked out of me.
It's like a hum in your head.
It was. It was really bad, but they got out of it. I mean, they got out of it, in quotes.
I mean,
right,
you blew the save. You tie game.
Right, so they weren't losing at that point, but, right? So, Nunez and Wells were up.
Nunez went up.
He did. It was like a line drive. It wasn't a bad hit, but he got caught.
Nice shot, but Torrey Hunter ran it down.
So then they took Stewart out and put Wells in, and he got a decent hit, too. So I'm like, okay, Gardner just broke his back, literally, in the outfield. You know, and he comes up with that hillbilly song about southern alcohol going through his veins, that horrible, I'm not, like, down with, like, you know, his whole vibe, but he's really been kicking some butt here. So he comes up, and he's got one strike?
I forgot what the count was.
I don't really know either, because suddenly his bat hits the ball, and it's clear it's a home run, and I blacked out. I blacked out. I think I fell over. I lost my breath. I didn't literally fall on the ground, but I started to go over. I couldn't believe it. And I jump up. I was screaming and going crazy. And like the section I was sitting, it was sort of lame. And like, but people started, I think, pulling their kids away from me because they were like, there's a lunatic. She's escaped from the mental hospital, Bellevue, whatever. There was guys with white jackets like coming down. I was crazy, screaming, cheering. And the whole time we won, the team ran over to him. Then they, of course, go right to him to interview him. I just ran up to the edge and I just kept screaming and clapping the whole time. People had already driven back to Connecticut and I was so happy. I ran out of there. Remember the game that we went to, the Orioles walk-off?
Right.
And I said, that was the best game? No way. This was the best game.
This was a crazy game. A big, big, big win. It's leading into this series. They've lost five series. They've split two. Right? So it's been a while since they've won a series.
And, you know, that's why this game is so great, right? They beat the Tigers? Are you kidding me?
Tigers came in on a 12-game winning streak. The Yankees broke that. But that happens, right? Atlanta Braves this weekend had a 14-game winning streak, and they lost to the Marlins. And Marlins are so bad, the Yankees laugh at them. So you never know, you know?
That's why baseball sport, man, I'm telling you. You're not playing against the clock, but we could get into that discussion some other time.
All right, so all in all, actually, it was an interesting week for A-Rod. We see his numbers here. He went 5 for 19 mm-hmm. with one home run, two RBIs. I mean,
all right.
Considering he hasn't played since last October, I guess that's okay. I mean, he didn't do spring training or anything. It's decent.
Right.
But I got to say, I was listening when I was, you know, I wasn't at the game, but I was watching on TV. I noticed that there's a different sound, like when A-Rod or Jeter, you know, is that bad. You hear, it's a higher pitch kind of squeal, like all the tricks are in them, right? You see, when Jeter's up, it's like, the cheer just has a little higher pitch to it. The same thing with A-Rod. Like, all the dudes hate him, you know? But all the chicks always love him.
Right.
You know, so that's, you know, that's why I guess why all the pink jerseys were always Jeter and A-Rod, right?
Okay.
What? Did I say something?
You've touched a nerve.
Okay. What, A-Rod or Jeter?
Pink jerseys.
So, I have noticed, I've got to say, the last four shows you've ended with the same thing. Don't let your friends wear pink baseball caps. What's your problem with pink?
Yes, it is one of my mantras. Friends don't let friends wear pink baseball caps or hats or whatever. All right. I'm serious. This is a serious issue. This is a serious social issue. It really goes back to my time as a young girl playing sports. And I'm not sure who recently decided that in order to get girls to play sports, we need to make pink hats, pink uniforms, pink soccer balls, pink boxing gloves, you know? I played tons of organized sports when I was younger. And unorganized sports, for that matter, too. Just, you know, games with the kids in the neighborhood. And I can promise you that it was not as a result of being wooed by the color pink. It was because it was fun. It was because my friends did it. It was because it was kind of badass. It was because I wanted to win. Maybe sometimes it was because my mom made me. But it was not because of pink.
Did you not wear pink at all?
So believe it or not, I took ballet lessons at the precious age of 3.
I've seen you dance, and no, I don't.
But guess what color my tutu was?
Get your tickets!
Pink, I would guess.
Right, pink! Why? Because ballerinas wear pink. Not catchers or goalies or spikers or centers. Okay? Are you with me?
I'm following you.
Well, I mean, I will say I grew up in a neighborhood that was insane. My parents moved from New York, and before that they were from Michigan. And they moved into this neighborhood that was full of these giant Catholic families. You know, literally on one block, there were 35 kids, and it was only like 3 or 4 families, because every family had like 50 kids. And
yeah, it sounded like that in my old neighborhood, the Cox family.
Oh, okay.
There were 15 kids. I think 3 of them were named Jimmy.
we had the Ritiglianos, we had the Woods, we had the Arnones, all Catholics, crazy town. And my mother didn't know from Catholics, she was from Grosse Pointe, Michigan. So we get there, and it was insane. There were firecrackers thrown at my head, there were chestnuts thrown at my head, there was water bottles and water balloons tossed off of like third story houses. And if you showed up wearing pink, they don't care if you were a girl, they didn't care if you were 7 years old, you were going to die that day. You were going to get stuck in the mud until you cried, and nobody gave. I was among the younger kids. I mean, these were like, you know, I'm 7 and they're 17, and they would beat my ass. They didn't care. So that might have been part of it. But it's more really making me wonder if all this whole women's lib, I can't really think of a better phrase, that gains that were made sort of during past decades have been sort of rolled back. I feel like reality shows and other things like that seem to indicate that like being a girly girl is kind of like the only way to go. And I know it's not the only thing you see, but it really seems to prevail. And it's really upsetting to me. I mean, look at like the women's soccer team. Right. They're awesome. We should be talking about them like, I don't know, every day. And the Williams sisters and stuff like that. That, I mean, I'm not into not being a female or feminine, but what we never ever, it was never like, here's the baby pink color thing, so maybe you'll like throw like a girl. And I mean, if you're going to get in there, you need to be into it because you want to compete and become better. And the awesome thing about like being with your teammates, and there were kids who would play on my softball team, let's say, you know, for the town or for the high school or whatever it was. And maybe they weren't, you know, the most popular, or maybe they were shy or felt awkward. And they would play on the team and they had instant friends and it did so much for these, you know, these girls. And it wasn't because we were throwing around a pink softball. It drives me crazy.
In defense of pink, girls wind up who played for it, you're right, they don't wear, you know, pink cleats and pink hats and all that kind of stuff. I mean, the women I do see wearing pink jerseys are wearing them with skinny jeans and high heels.
Right.
So I think it's more. Right. I wouldn't say they're being seen in. It's not functional for them.
No, they're okay. So you're right. There's two different things. There's like the young girls who are being wooed by pink. I see them on the subway, you know, with their parents, with their like pink soccer balls, and that's right. And these are younger girls. Right. Then, on the other hand, there are the women with the low-cut shirts and the pink hat, and you know, they're there for a different reason. And I'm not really down with that either. But I'm more concerned with what girls are being told they need to be like, and how they need to get there. And I just feel like it's reverting back to this like ultra feminine thing that isn't necessary. And
so you just go crazy. What is it? Was it April or May, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, where they use the pink bats and the pink, you know?
Because
you must love that, huh?
So that's
I believe I've seen your man Curtis Manson with pink cleats on.
But that's different. That's in an effort to help eradicate breast cancer. That's not to say, hey, you know, throw like a girl and wear a pink hat. I want girls to be a little bit more, you know, badass.
I mean, Pinky Tuscadero was pretty badass.
But Leather Tuscadero was more badass. What the joke is, what color shirt am I wearing right now?
Oh, it is pink.
But it's not a Yankees shirt.
Wait, it's fuchsia.
Yeah, it's fuchsia. And it's not like sports pink. Yeah, it just drives me crazy. Anyway, that's it. I've got plenty more to say on that. I'm sure you'll hear about it from me as time marches on.
Well, I gotta tell you, you may hate pink, but I'm guarantee there'll be gonna be more pink at the stadium this week. Because not only is A-Rod back, but it looks like Jeter gets back this week too.
Really? Is he really coming back?
He's about to. I know he's been like sitting with a bat in his hand in the dugout. And they asked Girardi, will he come back as soon as he's off, he's eligible? He goes, oh yeah, everybody's sick and tired of having him around. He's a pain in the ass, you know? So yeah, I think he's back this week. So that'll mean more girls at the stadium, which would mean more pink.
Fine.
But actually, I'm glad he is coming back because it's a big week. But, I mean, the rest of the month is pretty hard for them, right?
Well, the Angels,
they've got 7 games in a row coming up. 4 against the Angels, and then 3 against Boston, correct?
Right. Angels at home, Boston in Boston.
Right. So they're all big games. I mean, Angels, well, no Pujols, you know.
Yeah,
but
right.
So.
Kuroda, Sabathia, Nova, Hughes. That's who we think
right.
in the order is pitching.
Right.
So
Wednesday, good game Wednesday. Nova against
right.
Weaver, Jeff Weaver.
So we have a chance of winning two of those games.
I forget, which Weaver's in Anaheim? Jared,
you
right?
Dream Weaver.
But after the Angels, they play the American League East. You know,
they play the American League East for like the rest of the month.
Right, so if they're going to make the playoffs, the rest of this month is key. They need Jeter back. I don't know if Euclid is coming back anytime soon.
I read an article that Euclid claims he's coming back in September, which 15th or something, which probably means nothing, even if he does come back, but that would be nice.
Phelps should be back soon, I think, also.
Phelpsy,
which, you know, they may need him to replace Hughes if he keeps
Hughesy?
Where he is. when are we going? We're going on the 20th, right?
We're going to the rain makeup game on the 20th of August. It's the early game.
And we gotta figure out how we're gonna meet Joey Bats.
I know. They didn't respond to when I tweeted at him. But, I'm sure it's just because he's playing hard to get. I'm used to that. Curtis Granderson is playing hard to get. Every Major League Baseball player is apparently playing hard to get with me.
You're so coquettish.
Oh, so, all right, well, that's pretty much the end of the show. So I just want to tell everybody, remind everybody how you can follow us on Podomatic and iTunes. And the Podomatic is bullpenbetty.podomatic.com. And our page is growing, and it's beautiful. We also are on Facebook at facebook.com/bullpenbetty, B-E-T-T-Y. And we are on Twitter.
Like us, share us.
Right. Do those things. Exactly. That's what social media is about, liking and sharing. And then on Twitter, which we have gained a few more followers, so we've got like as many as Ashton Kutcher or whatever now. Twitter.com/bullpenbetty.
iTunes.
Yeah, yeah, iTunes.
Subscribe.
There is, I have a couple of friends who have subscribed and it automatically updates.
Right.
And these people are like, I'm learning about baseball, like people who don't really know or care about baseball.
Like your loser relatives in Detroit?
Ah, they know too much about baseball. No, I mean like my, you know, too cool to watch TV or too intellectual to care about sports friends.
Did you get phone calls and texts from your relatives this weekend?
You know, my cousin sent me an awesome text. I'm reading it right now.
Thank you. People don't know she's family from Detroit. They're all Tigers fans.
As they should be, right? I mean, the whole family's from Detroit for, like, generations. What are you going to do? So this is my cousin. This is a great text. I almost wish A-Rod would have hit that homer. Who the F is Brett Gardner to be beating us? And he's kind of right, isn't he?
It's like Bucky effing Dent.
So that one's for you, Cousin Bullpen Betty. So anyway, that's how you can follow us on all those places and like us and share us. And fine, I suppose this week I will allow you, Gigo, to pick your walk-off song of the week, but you better have a good one and a good reason for it.
Well, three things I love. I love New York. I love baseball. I love music. You put them all together, what do you get? You get the Ramones. Beat on the Brat.
With a baseball bat.
Beat on the Brat with a baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Beat on the Brat. On the Brat with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. What can you do? What can you do with a brat like that? Oh, it's on your mom. What can you lose? What can you do? What can you do? With a brat like that, though, it's on your bum. What can you lose? Lose. Beat on the Brat. Beat on the Brat with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Beat on the Brat with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. What can you do with a brat like that? Though it's on your butt. What can you lose? What can you do? What can you do with a brat like that? Though it's on your butt. What can you lose?